Let's pray. Father God, we pray that as we enter Holy Week, you will give us fresh eyes to look at the events of this important week, fresh ears to hear your word, a fresh mind empowered by the Holy Spirit to understand it, and a refreshed heart to put your word into action in our daily lives. Through the power of Jesus. Amen. Have you ever been on a pilgrimage? Where did you go? Why did you go there? A pilgrimage can be simply defined as a journey someone goes on that is special to their faith. It's a journey that they make to visit holy places, to reflect on the actions of key figures to their faith, and to feel closer to God. In our Bible passage today, numerous pilgrims had travelled from all over the world to gather in Jerusalem, the holy city. Among this crowd, Jesus enters Jerusalem on a colt, a donkey. Matthew says that when Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" Every Sunday should be a celebration. Here we are at the beginning of the most significant, the most important week in the Christian calendar. This week I realized something, that actually this Sunday and next Sunday are a bit like bookends. Both are Sundays of celebration. And both are Sundays of victory. Next week on Easter Sunday, we'll celebrate Jesus' victory over death, bringing those who believe in him new life, eternal life, and a new relationship with God, their Father. But today is Palm Sunday. It's the start of Holy Week, which, as we've just read, Jesus enters Jerusalem as king. Can you remember your favourite football team winning the league or a major trophy? If there are Ipswich Town supporters among you, it will be 1978 or 1981 or two, something like that. Were you present at the celebration, fans crowding the street to honour their heroes and to celebrate the victory? Well, that's very much the sense in our Bible passage today. Although primarily the people were there for a different reason. In times past, it was common for a city to welcome back its victorious leaders after a military campaign. The people would lie in the streets shouting praise. The prophet Zechariah, writing 500 years before the birth of Christ, writes this: "Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem, see your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." As I said, this was written 500 years before the events of today's passage. As I said, this is Palm Sunday. It's the start of Holy Week, the most important week in our calendar. This Thursday, we'll recall the Last Supper and the arrest of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. On Friday, we'll recall his trial and crucifixion. And on Sunday, we will celebrate his resurrection and the new hope that he brings. A week of reflection, a week of mixed emotions, a week of deep sorrow, and of a magnificent new hope, all of which are found in Jesus. There's a problem, though, with these well-known Holy Week accounts. They can become so familiar that we may become complacent of some of the details of the story. Sometimes the events of Easter Week may seem historical, but those events are key to our understanding of God's kingdom, of Jesus' love, and of our personal relationship with him. Where was Jesus heading today? He was heading into Jerusalem, Why was he there? Because it was the holy city. It was the city at the heart of Judaism. But Jesus was heading more specifically. It wasn't in our passage today, but it would be then if we read on. Jesus was heading to the temple, the place which symbolized God's presence with his people. It would be the place which he would cleanse in the next day or so, and which set him clearly on the path to the cross. But let us go back to focusing on today's passage. The first point to make is that everything was planned for. Arrangements had been made with the colt's owner. The timing of the entry into Jerusalem was prepared. Last year, while preparing for another Palm Sunday service, I found this question on the internet in connection with this Sunday. If Jesus came riding down your street, what would you lay down before him? If Jesus came riding down your street, what would you lay down before him? We sometimes assume that the crowds were there, especially for Jesus. But Jesus was entering Jerusalem at a time of a significant celebration in the Jewish calendar. The crowds of people were pilgrims traveling to Jerusalem for a festival. The commentator William Barclay suggests from a census that was taken by the Romans sometime later that 250,000 lambs were slaughtered for that festival. And the Bible tells us that for a lamb to be sacrificed, there had to be at least 10 people. So that makes the crowd numbering at least 2.5 million pilgrims present in Jerusalem that day. Quite a crowd. What were the people celebrating? They were celebrating the Passover, when God rescued the Israelites from slavery in Egypt. But as well as a historical celebration, they were also looking forward to something. They were celebrating past events, but they were looking forward to being rescued again with the arrival of the promised Messiah. The promised Messiah, the one who would rescue them. The place cried with cries of Hosanna. The word Hosanna translates as save us. Some translators, though, have changed it into an imperative, saying that Hosanna actually means save us now. What were the people expecting from the Messiah? They were looking for someone who would rescue them from their oppressors, the Romans. How do people normally overcome oppressors? What is normally the human response? To send in the troops. To win through having a successful battle strategy, through a great military leader. The people were expecting the Messiah to lead an army into battle against the Romans, to force the oppressors away, to win and give God's people their freedom, and most importantly, Jerusalem back. And this expectation is not unreasonable, as they make reference in their cries to the Son of David. We can all recall the stories of David, who led God's people into many successful battles against enemies who appeared to be vastly superior. But of course, the success was because God was with David. The one thing we can be certain of, though, is that we know that God works beyond human expectations, that we can expect the unexpected from God. Although he does not seem to provide clues to his actions throughout history, and Palm Sunday is not an exception. One of the key characters in today's story is actually the donkey. As I suggested a minute or two ago, most Jews at the time were expecting from the Messiah a great military leader, someone who would lead the battle, who would defeat the Romans and bring freedom to the oppressed. If this was the case, what would you expect him to be riding on? Perhaps a mighty war horse, a stallion, majestic, strong, intimidating, and powerful. How did Jesus enter Jerusalem? He was riding on a donkey. he would not have been looking like a great military leader. That said, though, Jesus is entering Jerusalem as a triumphant king and a humble king, not a military king, but a king of love. Some commentators state the fact that he entered Jerusalem on a donkey also indicates the nature of God's kingdom, one of peace and love, rather than one of war and hate. Earlier in this talk, I mentioned the pilgrims were on the road walking to Jerusalem, gathering together to celebrate a key religious festival. The pilgrims on the road appear to recognize the significance of Jesus riding on the donkey. Perhaps some of them recognize the prophecy from Zechariah. Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. It must have been quite a celebration that day as Jesus made his way towards and through Jerusalem. The crowds are getting larger, the chants are getting louder, and the anticipation is growing. The Messiah is here. Matthew 21 verse 10 states that when Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred. Some suggest that it may have been like an earthquake. With at least 2.5 million people, you could easily understand. The people laid down the equivalence of a red carpet for Jesus. As Jesus entered Jerusalem, the people were spreading garments on the road. This was a gesture of great respect for such people as kings. The pilgrims waved branches, singing words from Psalm 118. Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest. The palm branches symbolized both goodness and victory. Did the crowds waving those palm branches and shouting those chants realize just how this would be achieved in the events of the following week? The palm branches indicated that Jesus was entering Jerusalem victoriously. The people believed this and were shouting songs of praise. They were worshipping Jesus with their hearts, voices, and actions. They were giving their all. If Jesus came riding down your street, what would you lay before him? When Jesus entered Jerusalem on that donkey, he entered triumphant. The Messiah had arrived, and the battle was already won, but perhaps not in the way that people expected. The people thought that they understood the nature of the Messiah's mission and how he would achieve it. From history, they had the accounts of the victories of King David and the nature of his kingship. King David was anointed by God, but he was still a human king with a human kingdom. Jesus was and is God's son, a heavenly king within a heavenly kingdom. And this is what the majority of people in Jerusalem failed to see. The events of Easter week should remind us that we have a heavenly king and a heavenly kingdom. Through all the events of Easter week, we have the opportunity to be part of that kingdom, now and into eternity. Do we accept the Jesus who offers to ride triumphantly into our lives? Do we want to be part of his kingdom? The invite is there. We know that we won't be rejected. How are we to respond? Within a week, Jesus, the revered one, entering Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, would become the rejected one on Good Friday. Shouts of praise changing to cries of crucify. Jesus entered Jerusalem triumphant on that Palm Sunday. A final significance of the events of Palm Sunday comes from the book of Revelation and the prophecy of Jesus' return. John writes, after this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" If Jesus came riding down your street, what would you lay before him? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, on that Palm Sunday, you entered Jerusalem in triumph. Through the events of that week, you offered salvation to those who accept you as their Lord. We ask you to enter our hearts triumphantly. Refresh us through the power of your Holy Spirit. Transform us into the people you call us to be. And help us to serve you and bring glory to your name. Amen.